Kaylee, should Trump, though, bear some responsibility himself to say, enough, enough. I don't believe, even in private, to tell these people, stop with this. I don't want to see a tweet like this. I don't want to see these things. They're lies and they're hateful. Doesn't he bear some of that responsibility when some of this is coming from people who are in his inner circle?
Does President Obama have the responsibility to say, I disavow the 9/11 truthers? No, because he doesn't have to go around disavowing every single conspiracy theory because they're fringe left-wing people. And Naira, your party has gone around with false narratives of Trump is a racist, Trump is a xenophobe with no basis in truth. So we want to talk about conspiracy theories and outlandish, gossipy stories.
Talk about
your party's responsible for it.
Sure, let's talk about what happened actually just in my neighborhood. So Comet Pizza is only a couple of blocks away from me, so this is very personal. But actually a few blocks in the other direction, you had, 2 weeks ago, a bunch of white supremacists who held an event and said, Heil Trump. Now, this is actually in Trump's new backyard, not something he's disavowed. That's even happened in his own neighborhood. Usually when there are gun shootings where a president or a president-elect is, there is some sort of statement or some kind of denouncement of that or any kind of horrific attack. So we haven't seen that. We haven't seen anytime the KKK endorsed him or David Duke or any of these white supremacists were advocating on his behalf, he never said, I disassociate myself from these people. That's so hardly a disconnect to say that by when he has people who are supporting him actively and campaigning for him, if he doesn't disavow them, it seems like they are
just give the final word here to Brian.